This is Alice firing from the firing line with the final part of my 2010 interview with the wine importer Joe Dresner. Listen closely for some really good stuff like discussion of cold carbonic maceration, quotes from Thierry Pouzelot, then Joe goes on about who has a great palate and who doesn't. Then there's dishing on Jacques Néaport, and I love when Joe starts going on Peyrat mania.
I think a lot of bloggers and journalists are now going to decide that they've dispensed with natural wine. It's not of importance anymore because they've now rejected it. Mm-hmm. So I can re-embrace it happily because I don't have to share quarters with these people who are looking for some sort of received wisdom, and there isn't one. There isn't one. I'm a natural wine importer, I guess, but I'm not as dogmatic as Jenny is, for instance. I respect her these days. I invited her to the La Pierre
thing. Okay, good. Oh, she's actually, Jenny's become a good friend of mine.
Yeah, I know she's a good friend. I see she's friends with friends of mine. She's doing this 10 years. I never hear stories of her not paying people.
No, she pays people.
I have to say I respect her. Yeah, she's a colleague, and I acted like an asshole in the past. Not to say I won't in the future, because I can't help myself.
No.
But, that's who I am. But, if people are tired of it and they don't want to accept my apologies and best wishes, they don't have to.
Yeah.
But, I did make a point of, first, I contacted Saray, as I thought to do a thing for, which I regretted, people said Joe Dresner organized. I regretted that. It was a discreet thing. Because unfortunately, I was the only guy who was going to organize something. I could tell. But, it was discreet. I didn't want to be credited with organizing it. And all I really did was I called Saray. He said, what do you think? Because he is the Kermit Lynch rep in town. And he actually did a harvest at La Pierre in 1990 or something. He really knew La Pierre. He said, that would be a great idea. I'm all for it. I called Fifi, and I called Jorge. I called Skernick.
He's actually a great guy.
Before I called Skernick, I called, what's her name, Jenny, as someone who had been touched by all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's some interview with her on the web where she cites her favorite grower is Thierry Pouzelot. Mm-hmm. About being an importer. So Pouzelot said this. And I said, what a coincidence, my favorite grower is Olivier Cousin. But, I think there's a lot of hot air. And wine, the beauty of wine is that it's concrete. And
is that it's concrete?
It's concrete. It's in a bottle. There's a vine. There are grapes. There's a vinification. And you can drink it. And that people have gotten involved in all this dogmatic bullshit, I think is utterly ridiculous. That I don't think there's a franchise to protect, a franchise to defend, and that's why I think it was regrettable what you did in California. I think let people work it out. That it's inherent, that part of the beauty of the idea is that it's open-ended. It's open-ended. People made, you don't taste as many. I remember when you were shocked to learn that almost all the natural wines were made with the cold carbonic maceration. It wasn't that long ago, Alice.
No, it wasn't that long ago, but I was trying to figure out why there were so many similarities.
But there was a lot of stuff that was badly done.
Yes.
And people have to learn how to work their terroir, no matter what sort of church they want to join. And that's really the key thing. And all these things are a process to better express your terroir.
I heard that Chaussard is not doing cold carbonic anymore.
I'll tell you the truth, I have no idea. It's of no interest to me whatsoever. I don't know why you're interested in this.
Interested in it.
Why?
Because it's anthropological.
The wines taste good lately. I don't care. See, I think it feeds into the whole American notion that everything is a question of winemaker. Last night, I couldn't sleep I'm having twitches in my legs, and, you know, the guy has trouble sleeping. Now that I'm, you know, at night I get leg twitches and little convulsions, and I'm probably going to die soon. And the people writing, how does Ariana do it? It's very simple. There's nothing complicated there. There's no trick. This is oh, and then someone wrote, your friend.
That was Corey. How did she do it?
Yeah, and then your friend, the musician, wrote how Jose Pastor has a great palate. Jose has represented industrial lights over the years. Jose doesn't have a great palate. You don't have a great palate. I think you have a shitty palate. Mm-hmm. My palate's nothing to brag about. Mm-hmm. What I can do is I have a taste in wine. I know when a wine is expressing nature, and I enjoy it. And I know how to find those sort of wines.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor went into that direction. It's not a question of super palates. This feeds the American notion that everything is about palates and... I'll give you a quote from my son's interview of Terry Puslaw, if I can find it. It's a nice quote, frankly. I think all this stuff, I'm sorry you didn't research it because, you know, it's really, you know, it's late, you have to write your book. But the origins of all this stuff are really non-dogmatic.
What makes you think I didn't research it?
You don't know about the, because you don't know.
I know, but what?
You don't know who Pontarnier is, who you should have interviewed, was the central figure.
No, I didn't know Pontarnier. I interviewed Francois, I didn't interview Pontarnier.
You don't know about the whole coalescence around the Carte Particulière, which is really an essential part of it. You know, what is Puslaw right here? Do you ever have a specific goal in mind with how you want your wine to stand up? I like my wines, but the problem is you become a better taster much faster than a skilled winemaker. In such, I always feel like I have some catching up to do. As far as I want my wine to stand up, vigneron are not creators. They're supposed to service their terroir, to express it by using their personal experience. You'd have to be crazy and pretentious to think you can dominate your terroir and its history. I hope our wines reflect that. Do you always work in organic, biodynamic, and non-interventionist? First time I drank a natural wine, it put me in the same state as Bernadette Soubriou in front of the Virgin Mary. A year later, I was attempting my first 100% grape vinification. Working organic became an evidence to me a few months later. Blah, blah, blah. You were referencing the ever-popularized world of natural wine. What are your thoughts on the term, the wines, and the people that make them? I think it's an error to defend natural to the customer based on how it was made. The end result should suffice. On the other hand, it is necessary to lobby around this type of production to defend it against an industry that dreams of seeing it disappear. We can save this way of working the wines and come from this process with a minimum of politics and a whole lot of good wine. And I think that sums it up, that the real problem and the reason coalesced, you're not listening to
I am.
Me.
I'm.
The thing that happened is that the AOC, the INAO and all the AOCs try to ban all this sort of winemaking on the basis that it's not to be.
Right.
And all these people form groups in order to defend themselves. But it's really what they want to do is make wine. And make it naturally, and make it fun to drink, and not proselytize. Or for Nicolas Joly wants to have a movement.
Yes.
I don't think Marcel Lapierre's goal was to take over the Beaujolais.
No, I agree with you.
Nicolas Joly was willing to argue with any grower in the world why they should go over to biodynamics. And Lapierre never, it was a nice thing in this Remise article, that, you know, that's my view of the wine world, that all these people peddling 98% of the wine in the world are peddling another product. And I think you go too far proselytizing that people do natural wine. If they don't have a terroir for it, they don't have to plant for it.
I don't understand where you get this from me. I actually don't understand.
You're an advocate of natural wine. You proselytize natural wine. I don't want
someone... I always say that not every terroir has something to say. Like, you really want to do natural wine out in Long Island with that climate and that soil? Probably not. You know, like...
Look, I read your... I haven't made a textual... If you want, I'll go through your blog and make a textual thing. I can't do it the next few weeks or before your book, but I'll be happy to show you when you do that.
Yeah,
and that's the impression you give your readership.
Yeah.
That you're the proselytizer of a movement, and I think that's a mistake. Let them have their shitty wine.
And people having their shitty wine.
You know, there's no reason to denigrate it. And I got into big arguments, you know, with that guy, Kevin Pike. They want to have their shitty champagne. I don't care, but I think it's shitty.
What I don't like people pawning off wines that I think are, that I know what they are, is neutral. I don't like that.
What do you care? The market will reject them.
Because...
Leave it alone, Alice, because you don't know enough. You don't know... Maybe Sinsky has some stuff where he does biodynamically. Who knows?
Yeah, no, he
and he uses cultured yeast. He uses natural yeast and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And the wine stinks. So who cares? I don't think a guy... You do a better service to say, look, I don't like the wine. I don't care if it's how he made it. I don't like the wine. I think it's a mistake to defend the Holy Grail because there shouldn't be one. And I think it's become gone too far. So Steinberger writes a thoughtful article, you know, attacking the Holy Grail, which is easy enough to attack. Because there are lots of holes in the Holy Grail. Well, who's he attacking? Let him attack, let him take a bottle of a Pousselin wine, or of La Pierre, or of this or that, and say, this wine's no good because... They followed a technique, they followed a process rather than the vineyard. And that's an argument. And I think, particularly in the beginnings of natural wine, when everyone did this, where also you had a lot of debutantes had no money and used the cold carbonic maceration to bring things to bottle quickly. That was really it.
Yeah.
I mean, I had this argument with Catherine Breton years ago. Because she wanted to move more to the dilettante and that sort of stuff, huh?
Yeah.
And she said to me, look, Joe, you know, you and Pierre want to do élevage. Élevage costs money. You want to do élevage and argue with us that we're charging too much. If we do stuff in tank, done quickly, released in the spring, it's cheaper for us. And that's why all these growers do it, particularly growers who have no money. And, you know, I'm not unsympathetic to people's economic necessities. I didn't like the taste of the wines. But, you know, yeah, I embrace the term natural. I don't see why it should be ceded to people who don't make natural wine or ceded to people. As long as Marcel Richaud says he's making natural wine, I'm with the term natural wine. I think he's one of the world's great winemakers. I work with him. Arena, I don't work with anymore. As long as he's making natural wine.
Where did Arena go?
He gave Kerman the whole country. He makes fabulous wines. He's one of the world's great winemakers, Arena. Even Michel Bintown loves him. No, there's no question. He's a fabulous winemaker. Huh? Foyard makes natural wines, I'm for natural wines. Pousselin, I'm for natural wines. That's what matters. That's what it is. It's wines. It's not dogma. And I think Corey and the... people got pissed off with this Corey's thing where you had a lot of stuff this year about people's... their career voyages to natural wine that didn't interest a lot of people. Why doesn't he like natural wine anymore, Corey? What's his thing?
Because they're going to import wines that aren't necessarily natural.
I don't think it's that.
What do you think?
I think they think it's too limited a term. And Guillaume, as with Luke, initially were really in the mode of,
gung-ho.
Pyromania.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a certain aspect.
very popular.
Peyromania was a certain aspect of natural wine. Now, I bring in this other guy whose name I also forget now. Jean... yeah, he's a partner. And I don't get any of that in his wines.
You don't?
Huh?
Oh, I do.
Not me.
Actually, first time I tasted it, I said, this is like Pera.
No, I don't get any of the stench I used to get in Pera, which used to be really objectionable. Objectionable stuff. He's a nice guy, too, but, you know. But what's his name? Kermit brought him in, Jenny brought him in, I brought him in, and now Savio brings him in, along with your boyfriend, the Czech.
Oh, Le Maisel, he doesn't bring him anymore.
Did he pay him at least?
I don't know. Of course, you're the nicest guy in the world.
He's a very nice guy. He really is a nice
really
guy.
Really nice guy. The wines are just...
I mean, he follows Neoport's...
Totally.
I mean, that's... Don, you know, is furious because he says he couldn't find a single thing that was drinkable. And then Neoport sits at home and gets phone calls during the harvest. And, you know, Dar, who likes Girard, says it's really, that it's a, that it's scandalous, that the guy can't be making better wine. And I don't think your boyfriend's going to be making better wine either, because he's caught in that, you know, he's in that milieu there. And then there's still, they had a festival there, you know, where 300 people show up to drink that horrible shit.
Thierry Alamon was there too.
Huh?
Thierry Alamon was there too.
He was showing wine? Doesn't matter, Thierry Alamon. So. But you know what I'm saying? Huh?
But it was an interesting association, I thought.
Well, you know, they're friends.
Yeah, no, Andrea is friends with Thierry. I mean,
yeah, there was, you know, there was the early Peyrotization of the movement, and, you know, it wasn't my cup of tea, Peyrot. I never liked those wines. And people would treat them like they were received wisdom. And it was clear it was the vinification dominating the grapes. It was clear. And, I mean, there is really no ideal natural vinification, but...
I'm gonna go pay.
You didn't pay?
They
I'm boring you.
No, you're not boring me. I
the
just
other thing.